Barack Obama is not popular in Arkansas. He lost it by just about 20 points in 2008. He's going to lose it again in 2012, no doubt about it, whoever it is, whether it be Rick Perry or Mitt Romney. What's interesting, he will be a bit of a problem to some of the federal candidates because they have to, you know, it's a federal race and a national election, and the Republicans are going to try to make it a national election. But if the Democratic candidate can focus on and fight to keep the agenda just on local issues and not what's happening in D.C., they have a chance. And as we talked about a minute ago, these congressional numbers for Rick Crawford and Tim Griffin and the open numbers for the 4th District, these races are very winnable races for the Democratic candidates. They just have to make sure that it's not a national race, and they have to fight tooth and nail because that's the Republican playbook. It's interesting, Democrats in this race already have the Republican playbook. It's like playing the opposing football team, and the day before the big game, you have their entire binder full of all their plays. So Democrats already know what's coming. The trick that they have to figure out is how do they, you know, negate the negatives of Barack Obama on the ballot and make sure that the election is on things that matter to Arkansans in terms of who has the plan to bring jobs to the community, who's out there fighting for the Arkansas's working and middle class. Those are the issues that are going to be important in the 2012 election.
Sure. And I know that if I was a Democrat in the state, I would certainly be hoping that you're right. I used to play football in high school for Coach Campbell, and he would run the 23 trap almost every play. 3 out of 4 plays, he'd run that play. And the other team knew he was going to run that play, but they still couldn't stop it. We would still get positive yardage on that play almost every time because it worked. I think you're right. I think the Republicans will be trying to focus on the nationalization of this race. They're going to be tying the Democratic candidates to Barack Obama. I think it's going to work. I think he's that unpopular in the state. If you drill down in some of the numbers in our poll, you look at some of the state legislative races. Among those who disapproved of Obama, which is 2/3 of the state, of that group, they were 6 times more likely to vote for the Republican candidate. They were preferred 6-1. The Republican candidate was preferred 6-1 in these state legislative races. Those are very difficult numbers to overcome, and that's going to be hard for them to work against. You saw among independents, the group of independents, they preferred the Republican candidate in these state legislative races by a 3-1 margin. And so when you have that large of advantage among independents, you have that large of advantage among 2/3 of the state that opposes Barack Obama, that's really going to create a dynamic for Republicans for, in my opinion, the first time in history, they're going to go into it with a generic advantage. Now, I do agree with you, it's going to come down to the candidates. And if Republicans don't go out and recruit good, solid candidates that are well-known and well-respected in their community, they're known as common-sense conservatives, then they will have a difficult time. You know, they got to have a good candidate to run those races. But if they do a good job with that and they provide them with the adequate resources, the funds they need to run a campaign, then Democrats are really going to have an uphill battle.
Well, you know, you're talking about legislative races, and that's slightly different than Obama's popularity. And the concept of, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, somebody who's been in the community for their entire life running for state rep or state senate, it's harder to tie them to Barack Obama when people know who the guy or gal is who's running for office. It's like, well, I've been a school principal in this district for 20 years. You know who I am. I've never met Barack Obama. So it makes it a lot tougher, which means it always does come down to candidates. And yes, right now the Republicans do have a generic lead, and the word is generic in terms of when you say a generic Democrat versus a generic Republican. On a statewide level, it's about 6 points. Once you go down to the districts, excluding the third, it goes down to about a 3 or 4 point level. So it's not a massive lead, but a lead nonetheless. The biggest thing is that the people are still undecided when it comes down to the generic ballot. And legislative Democrats, while we're not together yet on the congressional level, there are some really great candidates on the Democratic side who are out there already announced or planning to announce to fight for control of the House and the Senate. I think this time, and as I've talked about in my blog, cooksoutlook.com, and you know, you have 12bellreport.com, you know, I've talked about how last time in 2010, Democrats, unfortunately, didn't have their act together. They weren't very organized when it came to fighting for legislative candidates. Hopefully this time they'll have seen their mistakes of things they could have done better, and fix them, and then head into 2012 with a well-organized, well-funded effort to hold on to this the General Assembly.
I think you're right. I think that the advantage Republicans had last time, almost being a surprise attack, Democrats didn't see coming. I think they won some races that they may not have won if the Democrats had picked up and keyed in that was happening. Of course, the advantage for Republicans this time, I think during candidate recruitment, that's going to help them. Last time, I don't think that it had fully been picked up on around the state that the Republicans had that advantage. And so when someone who was the school teacher in their community was thinking about running for the state legislature, they may have been trying to decide which party to run in, and they may have chosen the Democratic Party, even though they were a conservative, because they felt like that party had the advantage. That same person this time around may choose to run as a Republican, especially if they're a conservative to begin with.